All right, anyway. This is a nice zoo. I usually don't like zoos because I feel it's weird that animals should be caged, but this zoo in particular I like because, you know, they have some room. They have some room to run around. Although they all did look a little bit depressed, I gotta tell you. Or maybe that was just me projecting. But now I'm happy because I'm here with you. And that's all that matters. Why, thank you. That's so nice of you. I am 32 years old today. Anybody else here that's 32? Who's 32? You? All right. 79? 79? 1979. I made it into the 70s. Thank God I wasn't born in the 80s. Just kidding. I have some really good friends here tonight. My friends from Wookiefoot are here tonight. We've got stories. I met them when I was in Oregon, when I was 18 years old in rehab. What did we do there? They helped me record my first song ever called The Jumping Mouse. It was called The Jumping Mouse. And they're good friends, mentors all along the way. So I want to give big props to JoJo and Mark from Wookiefoot. It's good to be. Where are you guys at, by the way? Where are you? I don't see you. You gotta be here somewhere. And what else? What else? Minneapolis. I have so many stories about this place. One time, when I was like 18 or 19, maybe 19, I bought a motorcycle. Damn, these bugs are crazy. I bought a motorcycle and I rode it from New York, from the Bronx to Minneapolis. I came here. That was the worst trip of my life. I decided I was gonna go via Canada. I thought it would be like nicer roads, but it was a small bike. It was not really a bike that should belong on the major highways or anything like that. So I was trying to get in the stream of trucks. I'd drive right behind a truck. To get in the stream so it'll pull me. I'm just sort of rambling right now. I don't usually do this at concerts, but I feel open to it right now, so I'm just gonna keep going. So this story, so okay, I'm gonna tell you more about this trip. So I decided, as many 18-year-olds would, I was gonna take my shirt off and get a good tan on the motorcycle, you know? So after the first, I don't know, it was hot that day and the sun was out and I got the worst sunburn of my life. And then that night I went to camp because I didn't have any money for a hotel. So I went to camp and I got to the campsite. I laid down in the dirt on a sleeping bag. I didn't have a tent. And I got nailed by mosquitoes, like crushed by mosquitoes. And so then I was sunburned and bitten up by mosquitoes, and I couldn't sleep, so I just got up in the middle of the night, got on the motorcycle, got back on the highway. I was driving in the middle of the night like this, and then the rain came. So then it started raining. I got nailed in the rain. Now, picture this, I'm on my motorcycle, I got some kind of clothing on, drenched, these big goggles, like ski goggles, like yellow ski goggles, and I had my headphones on. I was listening to Outkast, Aquemini. That was the record I was listening to. I had a big bag of weed in my crotch. I was high the whole time, and then I get to this diner, and I walk into the diner in like the middle of nowhere, in the middle of America or whatever. And this Indian guy sees me in there. It was like a scratch record. Everything just stopped. Like, I walk in and everybody's just turned around like, what the hell is this? And then this guy saw me and he's like, yeah, my cousin's got this casino down the road. I'll get you a room there. You need to go chill for a minute, you know? So I'm like, all right. So he tells me his name. He's like, just tell him my name at the front desk. So I get to the casino, and I tell him the name. They have no idea. They never heard of this guy before. So I spent my last like $100 or whatever on a room, and I passed out for 24 hours. I slept straight. And then I got back on my motorcycle, and then I continued to drive. Only that what I realized was the chain on my motorcycle was getting really loose. So like at any point, the chain could come flying off the motorcycle. So the only way to fix that is to pull the back tire back. You like screw it and you pull the tire back. So I started doing that, and I would actually have to stop like every 15 minutes to do that. And then I finally pulled into Minneapolis. I went straight to the bike shop, and the guy told me that my rear tire was hanging on by about that much. If I had done it like one more time or hit a pothole, the whole tire would have gone off. So thank God, I had a lot of miracles in my life. That was one of them. And I made it here to Minneapolis, where I recorded a few songs of Mark and JoJo, some of the first songs that I made. And that's pretty much it. So I'll continue with the concert now. I wanted to share my Minneapolis moment with you. These bugs are crazy. I should have listened to them when they told me to put on the bug spray. All right. Back to the music.